Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 93, verse 4. Mightier than the violent raging of the seas, mightier than the breakers on the shore, the Lord above is mightier than these. I was brought up by the sea and have always enjoyed the sight of waves breaking on the shore. I love the rhythm of the waves and the drama as they crash onto the beach in their own unique way. There's a timelessness about waves, and it's easy to understand why the psalmists often refer to them. But however powerful and violent the sea might be, the psalmist insists that God is even more powerful. They often remind us that God is incomparably great. However powerful anything or anyone might be, God is always greater and stronger. Whatever threat you are facing, God is more than able to cope. I wonder what challenges you are facing at the moment. They may be connected with your family, your work, church, neighbours, community, or something completely different. Life in our broken world inevitably produces a stream of challenges for all of us. And when we think beyond our immediate lives, we can see incredible problems engulfing our world. There are fires, floods, and famine arising from climate change. Huge numbers of people fleeing their home countries because of oppressive regimes. And there are Christians suffering persecution simply because of their faith. As we face these gigantic challenges, it's very easy for us to feel overwhelmed. So, with the psalmist, we need to fix our eyes on the incomparable greatness of God. God doesn't always fix our problems immediately. The psalmist often complained about God's apparently very slow response. But we can be confident that God is incomparably powerful. And as we place our lives in his hands, we can be sure that he will be present with us in our times of difficulty and never leave us alone. So we all need to keep watching the waves, enjoying the drama of their power, and thanking God that he is incomparably greater. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What challenges are you facing at the moment? And then in what way does God's strength give you confidence as you confront them? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to live today with a continual awareness of your mighty power. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.